A new organisation aimed at helping former Guantanamo detainees reintegrate themselves into society was launched in London today. Founded by four men who were at once incarcerated in the prison, the Guantanamo Justice Centre says it seeks to represent the interests of all men there, past and present. Press TV's Farina Alam was at the launch and sent us this report.
During his four-year incarceration in Guantanamo Bay, British resident Binyam Mohammed reached the point of mental and physical breakdown. Today, 5 months after his release to the UK, he is still struggling to pick up the pieces.
If I enter a room and the light turns out, for whatever reason, I just wonder if I'm back in the dark prison. And I wonder how it went off. If somebody asked, like, for example, obviously you know that the police want me as a witness for this investigation, automatically I'm thinking it's an interrogation.
This is the first time Binyam has spoken in public. He says it's important for him to end his silence at the launch of the Guantanamo Justice Center, which he has co-founded with three other former detainees.
Over 520 of us have returned. Many more, 240 odd, will also return. And we hope to be one of the key organizations or primal organizations that looks towards the welfare of the returnees, primarily because we also are returnees.
Whatever its future, the center is off to a flying start. The launch was jam-packed with lawyers, activists and journalists, many of whom have been instrumental in the release of these detainees. The launch of this organization has received a tremendous welcome here in London, but the battle is only just beginning. Now, the organizers say they have to go out into the world and raise enough funds so they can make a difference to all these former detainees who are seeking to normalize their lives. The stigma of being a terror suspect has made ventures like this an uphill struggle. Sami Al-Hajj, the former Al Jazeera cameraman, who's now taking the GJC's message around Africa and the Arab world, still remains a misfit at home.
Still my son doesn't deal with me as a normal father, and even my wife and our close family like sister and brother, and even our friend is keeping away from me, because he doesn't want me put himself in trouble, and I lost many friends.
As U.S. President Barack Obama's January 2010 deadline to close Gitmo approaches, U.S. officials have been reviewing the case files of the remaining 229 detainees. Many still face uncertainty over whether they can be safely released and whether they'll first face a trial. Farina Alam, Press TV, London.